Hey, what is up? It's Brian Lofermento here with episode 168 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to teach you how you can leverage other people's expertise to give yourself more credibility, give yourself more expertise, and start generating leads all using someone else's content in a completely ethical and fun way that they are going to absolutely love. I'm excited for this one. Let's dive in. So one of the most common concerns that I hear from newer entrepreneurs is they say to me, well, Brian, why would anybody listen to me? And so whether you are starting out as a new search engine optimization consultant or a marketing consultant or a social media consultant or a business coach, there's a million different reasons why you might feel like you don't have the credentials to have people listen to you and to have people believe you. And by this point in you listening to the podcast, hopefully you already know what a lead magnet is. So one of my approaches to business and to marketing is that you should always lead with value. I don't believe in being overly salesy. I don't believe in always pitching people. I believe that if you give people real value and you give them things that actually help them, they will want to work with you. And that's how you grow a business that you can be proud of. So a lead magnet can be a lot of different things. For example, in my business, one of my best lead magnets is a free copy of my book. So I mail people a paperback copy of my book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, because I know that everybody who signs up to get a copy of that book, they're a perfect lead for me, because they're interested in growing a business. So that's a perfect lead for me. Back in 2012, when I'd started my search engine optimization agency, my business partner and I, we would host free workshops in the Boston area and in New York City, offering to teach local business owners how to get ranked better in Google so that they can get more customers and clients for their business. So those workshops were our lead magnets. We weren't trying to sell anything to anyone. We weren't charging them to come to these workshops. It simply served as a way for us to generate leads. So that's what a lead magnet is. Now, most newer entrepreneurs start the game or enter the game without having a lead magnet. And so they look at my business and they look at other people's businesses and they say, well, yeah, of course, it's easy for you to generate leads. You've got all this amazing content and people believe you and you've got a name and you've got credibility. But it wasn't always this way. Not a single entrepreneur on the planet was born with these things. Not a single entrepreneur on the planet had a lead magnet until they actually made a lead magnet. So effective lead magnets are really important because they offer people real value and they get people to identify themselves to you saying, hey, yeah, this, whatever you're offering, this speaks to me. So if you don't know what a lead magnet is or you want to understand the criteria of a good lead magnet, go all the way back to episode 160. So 160 of this podcast, that's where I gave you a behind the scenes training lesson from one of my courses about how to use a lead magnet in a squeeze page. So go back to episode 160 and then you can come back here because I'm going to teach you the best and simplest lead magnet that you can start using today to start boosting your credibility in the marketplace. So as I teased at the beginning of this episode, I'm going to teach you in today's episode how to build a lead magnet using other people's expertise and using other people's credibility. And that lead magnet is called a virtual summit. So a virtual summit. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you've probably heard one or two Featured Friday episodes where I aired an interview that I did as part of the 2015 IM Summit. So that was a summit that I hosted back in 2015. IM stands for Internet Marketing. And the IM Summit is where I interviewed 15 industry experts on branding, on conversion optimization, on mindset, on sales. I interviewed all these experts from different areas and I recorded them. And that was the 2015 IAM Summit. So it was really cool because I not only recorded the audio, but I recorded the video so people could watch it as the summit was airing. So back in 2015, I hosted the IAM Summit. It's all virtual. It's not something that you have costs for. It's not something that you have to fill a room for or rent a venue out. It's all virtual. Basically, here's how a summit works if you're not familiar with virtual summits. So virtual summits feature, let's call it 10 to 15 different speakers on a certain topic, and people sign up for this summit online. So they enter their name and email address. It's totally free. You don't charge people for it. They enter their name and email address. You have the summit dates. You say, okay, the summit takes place from February 1st to February 15th. We're going to host one video every single day or one interview every single day at noon Eastern time. You can tune in. So that's what a summit looks and feels like for attendees. But for you, as an entrepreneur, maybe even just as a wantrepreneur, if you want to start building an asset in your business that you can use as a lead magnet, a virtual summit makes sense for you even as soon as today. You can start hitting experts up. Now, here's how you benefit from virtual summits. You really benefit in two different ways, actually three different ways. So first of all, you get to have an asset. You get to have a lead magnet in your business. Second of all, you get to learn from these brilliant people who you're going to interview. I mean, think about me in 2015. I was, who knows how old I was? I was in my mid-20s in 2015, and I got to interview some of the best in the best in branding and print advertising and conversion optimization, all these different topics. I got to ask them so many questions. Not only did I learn, I mean, that's the coolest thing. Not only was I learning, but I was establishing my credibility because I was the one interviewing them. So first benefit, you get an asset for your business. Second benefit is you get to gain the knowledge that you're getting from these experts. And the third benefit is you get to tap into their audiences. So if you don't have an existing audience, you can start leveraging their audiences. So when I hosted the IAM Summit back in 2015, I asked all of my speakers, so I had 15 of them, either 12 or 15, I can't remember the exact number, but I emailed all of them and said, hey, the summit goes live on this day. I would love it if you could send it out to your email list, put it on your Facebook, tweet it out to all your followers, post it on your different social media accounts. I would love it if you could promote it. By no means did they have an obligation, but here's the nature of human beings, is that we love sharing things that promote ourselves. So for example, if I'm on a podcast interview, of course I'm going to share my podcast interview with other people because I'm excited to be on somebody else's show. And I know that when I have guests on my show, they share it with their people. They love sharing it with their people. So that's the third benefit of virtual summits. So really, virtual summits, you don't have to come up with the content. That's the coolest thing in the world, is you have to reach out to 10 to 15 experts, say, hey, I'm hosting a summit, a virtual summit. I'd love to interview you, have you as one of our experts on the summit. I'd love to hear you talk about X, Y, and Z. It's going to take 30 minutes of your time. We're going to record it over video on Skype, and I'm just going to ask you questions like this. It could be 30 minutes, it could be 60 minutes, it could be 45 minutes. It's entirely up to you. But you just identify these experts and reach out to them. And you can record it. I mean, from a technical perspective, summits aren't very complicated. You can record it using Zoom or Skype, which is free. Now, if you do record it using Skype, you'll need to download a call recorder for Skype, but that's okay. So that's easy to do. You could just Google it. And then all you need to do is create a landing page where people can sign up for your virtual summit. Now, I personally love using ClickFunnels for my landing pages. So a landing page is really cool. Basically, it's a page where it says, hey, here's what's coming. Enter your name and email address. And it just captures their name and email address and adds it to your email list, which you can start an email list for literally, I think, like $5 or $10 a month using MailChimp. So that's really all you need. Now, here's the other cool thing about hosting a virtual summit, is that once you host the virtual summit, you can use that content in a million different ways moving forward. So for me, for example, I've used a lot of those summit interviews as podcast episodes, as Featured Friday episodes along the years. It almost felt weird saying years there. It's crazy to me that this podcast is already 160 some odd episodes in. It's really cool. But that content can be used. And here's the side benefit to hosting a virtual summit that a lot of people miss out on. Is if you host your summit, let's say you host your summit over 2 weeks in June. So your summit, let's just say, runs from June 1st to June 14th, and you air one interview a day at noon Eastern. What you can do is, so all these people will sign up, they'll tune in on those days, or probably they're not going to be able to tune in every single day, but there's going to be specific speakers that they really want to hear. What you can do is you can package all that up and sell it. So you could sell it as a package of that interview series. It's something I still do to this day. So anyone who has picked up a free copy of my book, Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur, you can get a free copy at imetbrian.com. Anyone who's gone through my marketing funnel there knows that as part of that free book funnel, I offer people for $27 or $47, I can't even remember. It's really the gift that keeps on giving for itself. I offer people access to the 2015 IM Summit recordings. So they get 15 hours of recordings from experts in branding and conversion optimization and sales and writing copy. They get access to those for a pretty small fee. Now, for me, it's really cool because I don't have to do any work when that sells. And it's an asset that I can use to sell in my business. Now, the other cool thing is, let's say later this year, I wanted to do a rerun of the IM Summit. I have those interviews. And I could use it as a lead magnet all over again and tell people, hey, sign up here and you'll get access to the IM Summit where you'll hear experts speaking on these topics. It is literally the gift that keeps on giving. Now, when I hear entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs say that they don't have any assets, they don't have any content, this is my answer to them and to you about how to build an asset that you can use in this way. You can use it to generate leads. You can use it to sell it in the future. So I called my recordings the IM Summit All Access Pass. So once you bought it, you got full access to every single recording for life. You could download all the recordings of the calls with these incredible experts. And it's really cool because my experts across the board had sold over $100 million in their businesses, which is such a cool number to brag about. I mean, these people were featured in Forbes, in Entrepreneur, and Inc., all over the web. So by interviewing them and becoming part of their circle, I then gained credibility as well. And it's even cooler because now I get to call those people my friends. We collaborate on projects together. We always throw each other opportunities wherever we can. They are now in my circle. So there's a lot of benefits to hosting a virtual summit. I hope you can see that by this point in today's episode. Hosting a virtual summit can not only serve as your lead magnet in your business, it can become a sellable asset for you, and it'll start building up your network. Now, one thing to really think about when you approach these experts is you want to approach experts who have audiences. Because once you create your virtual summit, you might be thinking to yourself, well, yeah, I have this virtual summit, but how do I get people to sign up for it? One of the easiest ways is to leverage their audiences. So if you can get people on board who already have email lists or social media followings or different audiences that they can tap into, that's perfect for you. Because you could say, hey, I'd love to have you as a featured expert on this virtual summit. Would you also be willing to share it with your audience? Now, there's really a happy medium there of people who are too big. So if you get, for example, let's say you agreed to get Tony Robbins to do an interview with you for your summit. He's probably not going to email his millions and millions of followers about your summit. I mean, he's more doing it for you. He's not doing it for him by showing up to the interview. So if they're too big and if their audience size is too crazy, they're probably not going to share. Now, if they're too small, then obviously they don't have that big of an audience to share with, which is fine. You can include some smaller influencers in your virtual summit, especially if they've got really incredible content. But the happy medium is those people in the middle, those people with good audience sizes and with great expertise that will be willing to share for you. So those could be podcasters, Instagram influencers, Facebook influencers, public speakers, authors. There's so many great ways in order to attract people so that it's a win-win-win. A win for you because you get to have them on. A win for them because they get more exposure and they get to share their expertise and they get to tell people about their book or their business or their podcast or whatever it is. And it's a win for your audience because they get to learn from some incredible entrepreneurs. So that's what a virtual summit is. It's a great thing that you can start using as a lead magnet in your own business. And this is something you can take action on literally today. Come up with a list of people who you'd want to interview for your expert interview series or for your virtual summit, and then start reaching out to them. Schedule those interviews. You can even start doing these interviews before you've even built the summit out. You can start doing these interviews before you have a landing page or before you even have summit dates. Get these interviews on the books because once you have them, they're then assets that you can use and hold on to for many years to come. So if you have any questions about this, drop me an email. I always love hearing from podcast listeners. My email address is just hello@imetbrian.com. I hope you learned a lot in this Strategy Wednesday episode. I'll be back this Friday with another Featured Friday episode here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.